Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm getting called out on social media for not being at my kid's parent-teacher conference today, which I found out today, and I think my wife found out today at about 11 o'clock that was going on.
Wait, who's? Did you put out? You put out something on social media about it to begin with, or no?
No. But there's the coach, one of the Wadsworth coaches, saying he's listening to the show, and he's like, "Where the hell you at?"
I don't know. Yeah. Is that a thing you have to do?
I mean, if I know like weeks in advance,
like,
I can go
more than like 11 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know. Yeah, listen, I've been very positive. I've talked about Wadsworth being 10-0.
Yeah, you like them.
They're about to advance this weekend against I think it's Toledo St. Francis. Going to go to the game. Getting attacked here by a coach from Wadsworth, assuming this is a real coach.
You know, Charlotte does like 2 days a week of basically what's like preschool. That's essentially what it is. It's Thursday and Fridays. Mm-hmm. And I'm getting all these emails for like parent-teacher night. And then like next Tuesday, my Elise wants me to go to daddy-daughter donut day and all these other things. Like today I dropped her off and it was like they were like selling cookies outside and doing all this other stuff. And I'm like, well, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
How is this my life? The kids are not even 3 years old. How am I this invested into this? And why are there so many meetings for a not even 3 year old?
Wait till you.
What's going on?
Wait till you get to a point where they start to try and lure you into the dad gang, the drop off gang. We had a lot of that in Charlotte because the way my show was.
Yeah.
It's a little different here. They do drop off differently. Well, they're also older. But yeah, for elementary school, the cool dad gang was trying to recruit me.
Well, hold on. I do drop off now for her, but like it just what does that entail? What am I missing here? Like you guys all hang out and like smoke cigarettes together? Like what do you guys do?
One more time.
What do you guys all do
well,
in the cool drop off
there? And they point occasionally. You have a carafe of something, tea, coffee, maybe just hot water.
You guys are like Hank Hill just standing outside.
There's a lot of sports talk.
No, I want to drop the kid off and go.
No.
The whole point for dropping the kid off is that I can leave.
No, the dads talk.
I don't want to talk to dads.
Yeah. Well, that's why you're not invited to the cool dads club.
I hope to never get invited. These aren't the things I want to be invited to. I want to drop the kid off, and then I want to go about my day. The whole reason why I'm dropping the kid off is to go about my day, not hang out and make chat with just dads. No, thank you.
This is why you're not going to get invited.
I hope to never get invited.
Yeah, see, with that attitude, I mean, yeah, you're playing hard to get. I get it. All right? You want to be invited, but you don't want to look like you want to. You're playing hard to get. Respect the tactic. Like Fanta with the Ignatius job. Respect the tactic. But they can see what you really, they can see the
Did
desperation.
Did you become a part of this? Did you become a part of the drop-off gang?
I may or may not have been there. Might have been there with my thermos and, you know, just, hey, what do you think about the Panthers? They're not good. Oh, I know. Tell me about it.
Yeah, you just look like King of the Hill.
That's all.
Yeah, but with like...
With a thermos.
But with a thermos, and it's like 7 o'clock in the morning, and everybody's wearing like plaid button-up shirts, because they live in Charlotte.
So you were definitely Bill.
Now that's mean. He said that, not me. That's me.
Mac.
Yeah.
Why don't you worry about losing your virginity and leave me alone?
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, that was me.
That was
unnecessary.
Pew, 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 pew.
With love and respect.
Pew, 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 pew. Mine's pew, lost, pew, just like your hairline.
Oh!
Have some Sanka. By the way, dolls don't count. That being said, in case you missed it, coming up in about 40 minutes there.
Any more barbs between you two? You guys want to get out here?
He could take a barb right now.
Have some Sanka.
We're having some fun here. Now, hey, we just asked if one has to stay, Barry or Stefanski, now that Dee Podesta's going back to baseball, where he belongs, who would you choose? Jim in Cuyahoga Falls. Welcome to the show, buddy.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Living the dream. What you got for us?
I hear you. I guess my question would be, if you were leaning towards keeping Kevin Stefanski as your head coach, does him dying on the hill of Dylan Gabriel as his quarterback, does that affect your decision going forward if the team doesn't look good?
I would understand if it did for a lot of people. I look at his allegiance to Dylan Gabriel as a lifeboat after dealing with the Deshaun stuff, after dealing with the Baker stuff and all the different quarterbacks. I can look at it as an act of desperation for a guy trying to find some sanity in an insane organization.
We'll see how long he takes it, Jim. If it becomes very obvious,
that's a good point.
And it becomes beyond any sort of reproach, like the idea that if Dylan Gabriel stinks and he keeps going back to it and he doesn't put Shador out there, then yes, I'll hold it against him. Very much so.
That's what I would agree with you. I just, like I said, I guess at some point, if you don't want to see what Shador can at least do, I mean, that's got to affect your decision, right? The guy can't see past what he wants. You know what I mean?
Yes, definitely. And,
Jim,
and yes, I am judging him for that.
Thank you, Jim.
And I judge him for his love of Dylan Gabriel to begin with anyway.
By the way, you're in a good mood today. I think the Dee Podesta stuff has you in a good mood.
Is that a fact?
Because he said Shador.
Yeah, no.
And
yeah.
You did not. You didn't even bat an eye.
I wanted to give Jim the respect of the phone call that it deserved.
Yeah, good question. Earn some brownie points.
If I detoured and laughed and did the Shador thing, then I wouldn't have gotten the point off that I wanted to get off to respect the phone call.
And you had to get off.
And I had to get off.
Yeah. Jim and Kent, if you had to keep one of them, would you keep Stefanski or would you keep Barry?
Hey guys, I'm keeping Andrew Barry.
Look at the pipes on Jim. Good Lord.
Yeah. I mean, you have to keep Barry. He's got the proven track record. I mean, for instance, look what he did with Amari Cooper. He knew when he was going to fall off, got the picks. Za'Darius Smith knew it was a lost year, got rid of him. Z's gone. He's retired. Andrew Barry has shown he can adjust as to where Kevin Stefanski, I'll throw it back to the Baker Mayfield days. Baker got hurt. We all knew Baker was hurt. He refused to be the coach and sit him when Case Keenum was right there. And I think that tells me all I need to know about Kevin.
Jim, you have a very dulcet nice tones there. We appreciate you.
He's got a point, and it's one that I tend to agree with. Like, if you're going to go to bat for Andrew Barry, the ideal would be that Andrew Barry has shown some evolution within the time that he's been here, and he is at right now showing the best job that he's ever done, whereas Stefanski's not showing the same.
Okay, the problem is his roster construction sucks.
I agree with
Even
you.
Even if I give you four draft picks.
I would have fired him last year. But like, this is, if you never hit a roster pick and then all of a sudden you have a draft where you hit what looks like four, potentially five roster picks, you are at a high for where you are. Even if that high is not necessarily as high as, let's say, other GMs across the NFL.
I just think the problem with this is you're giving him four picks when the rest of the 5.5 years has not been good.
Right, but on the
other
side of it,
at least with Stefanski, I can give you 11 wins in a playoff win.
No, but what are you giving me? In the previous 2 years, you're giving me a collective 5 wins.
Yeah, but why should recency bias matter when we have 6 years to react to? And again, I'm not trying to sell like Kevin Stefanski. I got a great leg to stand on with Kevin Stefanski.
But nobody has a great leg to stand on either of these is the problem.
Because my biggest problem with Kevin will always be he's not a leader of men, and that will catch you one way or another in the NFL.
I would think that they're making the argument that there's some corner that had been turned and some sort of evolution of Andrew Barry that wasn't able to exist because of the golden handcuffs that the Deshaun Watson trade, that even if he facilitated it, put him and the organization in.
See, I think, let's just go there, though. Like, who germinated? Who created?
The reports say both of them. We've never found out exactly who it is.
So the reports say
both of them.
My reading of it, and I don't know if this is right, so I'm not reporting anything.
It was both The Athletic at the time and Mary Kay at Cleveland.com said it was both an Andrew Barry and Kevin Stefanski. They collectively took that to Jimmy Haslam. And then the reporting continued on to suggest, this is at both different outlets, that Jimmy Haslam was the one that ultimately put the guaranteed money in front of it, and he's the one that put the final oomph attached to it all. But mm-hmm. The originators of it was the two of them collectively together.
I think leaving out Paul Dee Podesta, by the way.
But they've never attached his name to that. It's always been, it was Andrew Barry and Kevin Stefanski. Stefanski, and they took that idea to Jimmy.
Yeah, but somebody had to come up with the idea first, and Jimmy's got to know,
well,
right?
I would hope that they would know.
That's who you fire.
I think the only people that might know that answer, honestly, is between Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski.
No, not the thought partners. I guarantee you.
They presented this to the media. They presented this to the two people that have reported on it the way that they've reported on it as a collective. And this goes in the thought partners nonsense, and this goes to the collaborative effort to it all. Maybe Andrew Berry goes to bed at night knowing it was his call. Maybe Kevin Stefanski goes to bed knowing it was his call. But as far as we know, that's as good as we got.
I guarantee you that in those walls, there's clarity on this. There's no way. They talk about every decision. There's no way there wasn't a, hey, AB had this idea. Hey, Kevin had this idea. I also find it hard that Kevin actually wanted him because Deshaun did nothing in Houston that he was going to do here. He didn't fit his system. What has Kevin shown you? Why does he love Dylan Gabriel? Because Dylan Gabriel fits his system.
Well, no, but does he love Dylan because he fits his system and Deshaun would so obviously didn't and he wasn't able to have success with that. And so he wanted quarterbacks then would fit his system and do his stuff.
It goes back to the success they had with both Case Keenum and Kirk Cousins in Minnesota.
Because the times were so different than where the AFC North was as a whole. And part of the pitch was is that you can't live in the AFC North where Big Ben still existed. And then you had Lamar Jackson who was winning MVPs and Joe Burrow was going to the Super Bowl. You couldn't exist in that world without a premier quarterback. And so they sold out for a premier quarterback.
Okay, fair enough here. And we can leave this here because the truth is it doesn't matter if you or I know who truly ordered the code red and said we've got a jettison Baker.
We're never going to find out.
Well, no. This is Jimmy Haslam's job to find out. It's Jimmy Haslam's job to know because that's what I want. I don't give a rip if you come out and tell me. No, I want to know. No, my pound of flesh isn't done yet. I want Jimmy Haslam to come out and say, I was sold on this idea, instead of doing the thing that he did, which is, there's blood on all of our hands. No,
that's all you're ever going to get. It's all
you're
going to get.
5 years, now 6 years, of a lack of clarity, of a lack of, hey, this is my job. Hey, Paul DePodesta can do everything or nothing. He's Kaiser freaking Soze, right? I want the era of a lack of transparency from the Cleveland Browns. I want it to go the way of the dodo. And you cannot move on from this without addressing the central failure of the Cleveland Browns under all of these guys, which is the Deshaun Watson trade. It brought shame on you on the field. It brought shame on you off the field. So whoever was the guy that woke up one day and said, I think I'm going to sell everybody on trading for Deshaun Watson. That's the guy whose ass I want gone.
I know, but
and if it's Paul DePodesta, I want to know it.
So, but the problem, first off, we're never going to know it. And the other part of this is that, as Albert Breer has told us time and time again, they've looked at that as they've given themselves collectively, everyone involved, they're a mulligan for that time period. So, one, we're not going to ever find out that answer,
well,
the true answer at all.
Doesn't show that they didn't get a mulligan? If Paul DePodesta,
if Paul DePodesta
was ushered out of Cleveland,
way too late. No.
So it has to be a specific time frame. There's a statute of limitations.
Yes, once Deshaun Watson got injured last year and that last offseason, that's the time that everyone should have been fired for the Deshaun Watson nonsense. Now we are in the bonus time. Now we are if we're playing with these mulligans that everyone's telling
soccer.
Us in, we're in the extras. This is it. Like and the idea that it even took this amount of games, they had a chance this season. If Joe Flacco had been awesome this year and they'd been winning 7, 8, 9 games and we're doing great as far as the division is concerned, I would bet dollars to donuts DePodesta's not stepping away today.
Unless this was meant to be the poison pill year and this has always been Jimmy's plan, no matter what he said to the media.
Well, again, there's a lot that is on the table here. I'm open to the idea that it was always the plan that at the end of this season, they would then fire everybody, they would clean complete house, and then everything would be in order to start up next season. But even within all that, I don't know that that is the as immediate response to the Deshaun Watson debacle to make it all about the Deshaun Watson debacle. Even if you and I know that at the time they should have just done it right then and there.
And here would be my thing.
Because the mess was too large to hire anyone of consequence at that point.
You're probably right that I'm not going to get the transparency I want. But you can tell me with your actions. There's an organization that says one thing and then does the other, right? There's a lot of that going on with this organization.
So if you pick one or the other.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
If you pick Barry to stay and Stefanski to go or switch it up, you think the one that goes is the one responsible
for
Deshaun?
Yes, because you would have to be the dumbest person on the planet to keep the guy that came up with the idea and run the guy who had to be sold on it.
As of right now, that's the impression that they're giving us.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
Until proven otherwise. And again, Mary Kay was just on the station this morning saying Stefanski's as safe gets. And she's been consistent about that theme. Now, I would not bet on Jimmy Haslam ultimately seeing that through. That's what I continue to tell everybody. But as of right now, nobody is truly paid for the Deshaun Watson fiasco. And if they wanted to make Dee Podesta the fall guy in that, or not even the fall guy, the guy responsible for it, they would have done it a year ago.
216-474-0092. Paul Dee Podesta going back to baseball. If Haslam decides he didn't want to clean the entire house, he just decides between keeping Kevin or Andrew. So you got to keep one of them. Who you keeping? I think this year has been my year of I'm done with Andrew Berry because the roster construction sucks, the drafting's not good enough, and I would guess he has to be the guy that sells everybody else on the Deshaun thing. I just would be really – but by the way, to back what we said earlier, I still think it's a better chance Andrew's here next year than not. Cash, love it.
Hate it.
In 15 minutes here on 92.3 The Fan. I do think it's interesting. Wyatt Teller yesterday on the preview show was so – adamant, like, mm-hmm. guys, if you know, things go right this week, I don't want you to think it was about the play calling. It was, you know, we just executed, right?
Yeah.
Which you can look at as a defense of Kevin Stefanski, or you can look at, like, no, I want credit if we turn around and do well. However you want to look at it, it'll be really interesting if Dee Podesta leaving and the Browns win on Jets, win against the Jets, which they should. I wonder if anyone's going to try and spin it of like, well, the organization really felt a sense of relief at this change of direction.
I don't think they can do that. That'll be funny. I don't think they can do that.
I think
that
is such a parting shot. Opinions and
that's such a parting shot, though. Such a like this big weight was lifted off of our shoulders.
You don't think at least one Browns fan is going to do it?
Well, but it's not. Of course, Browns fans will do it. But like Dee Podesta, the difference is that Dee Podesta isn't there. You know, like he's not like this big hovering presence in Berea because he's not in Berea. He was always just in San Diego. He was off. So like
he's like Palpatine. He's on another planet.
So it's not like the players are like, oh yeah, we always saw Paul and it's weird not having him around anymore. It's like he wasn't there to begin with anyway. He was in California. So that presence I don't think is going to be there. What is interesting though, quickly, I know we got to get to cash here.
Love it.
What John Fanta had to say I thought was pretty fascinating. Just in general with the idea that when it comes to Dee Podesta and it comes to this whole arrangement, you know what? I lost my thought. We'll just go to cash. It's okay. I psyched myself out with that. We'll get back to that.
I
one
was
later.
Really excited to like see where we're going with that one.
On the line with Cash Lovett, sponsored by BetMGM and MGM Northfield Park.
As we do every Thursday at 6:30, it's time for Cash Lovett.
Hate it.
On the Fan Hotline. Cash, welcome out of the show, buddy.
Oh, how are y'all doing today?
Doing well. The little birdie on the phone screener here says you just lost power in your neighborhood.
The entire block has lost power. So, you know, I decided to go old school. You should see the setup. I got a candle right here. Got my little feather pen and ink and getting ready to give out some winners.
All right. Do we know what caused it? Was there like a generator blower? Is it like a real concern here? Is there something tragic happened? What's going on?
No, I honestly have no idea. Hopefully there's no real concern. Just all of a sudden you finish warming up dinner for the sun and then the entire block lost power. So it's hot dogs.
All right. Well, hot dogs. Listen, hot dogs. Yeah. I don't know how old your kid is. Hot dogs always played when my daughters were little. Now you can't. Three. Oh, that's a great hot dog age.
No. They choke on hot dogs, man. You got to like.
But
there's
a
whole. I know. There's a whole like. And my wife the other day was like, "You got to slice down the middle," and it's like, "Who slices a hot dog down the middle?"
Yeah, no.
Got to slice down the middle,
and then you can even slice it once you've halved it. Then you can even slice it down the middle again. So you get little hot dog chunks. Right, Cash. You can back me up on this.
We don't slice it down the middle. You know, we just go down nice little chunks, little half spheres.
Okay.
Almost.
All right. Half spears. All righty. Cash, let's get started. Raiders at Broncos. This game smells like a blowout to some. Does it smell like a blowout to you?
It does not. The Broncos played a very tough game. Honestly, should have lost if C.J. Stroud doesn't get hurt. nice beat up division game Thursday night. It just feels like too many points. I think if they lose that game, the Raiders are going to be sitting at like +6.5. So we're going to grab those 3 points, Raiders +9.
Ooh, I kind of dig that. That's like the bold play. I like, especially Thursday night football is also the ultimate equalizer.
I can't bet hard-earned money on the Raiders.
That's
cannot,
fair.
Cannot do it at this point.
You're betting it on Brock Bowers and just the wonderfulness that he is. I mean, came back from injury. I think he got 30 receptions in one game. So like, we're just going to keep riding that train all the way through.
But not his hairline. You gamble on that hairline. Unless you like the Tony Romo rug way of doing things, you're going to lose.
Hey, when you meet the devil at the crossroads, you got to give up something to get it. And he wanted to be the greatest receiving tight end, so the hairline had to recede a little.
All right, so we know what Matt Khalil got. What do you think he gave up? And don't say 2 or 3 cans of Coke.
No comment.
All right, that's fair. That's fair.
You knew he wasn't going
to
go any further.
I tried to give it to him.
You had to. You can only lead him to water. You got to see if he'll drink.
That's true.
Tulane at Memphis. Cash, what do we got?
No one comes into Big Bank Arena and is going to go ahead and beat Memphis. Memphis has got the revenge aspect. As Tulane came in there 2 years ago, beat them by 10. Here's the big difference. Memphis has one of the top defenses in the country. I know no one is watching. Tulane is sitting at 127th. Memphis is going to be able to run the ball, keep it away, and pull away. -3.5. Friday night lights. We're going to get even on it.
All right, we got a big matchup here. Number 7 BYU undefeated, go on the road against number 8 Texas Tech. It just feels weird saying that out loud, that that's a 7 versus 8 and that's a big matchup.
Mm-hmm.
But again, BYU on the road going up against Texas Tech. How we feeling?
They're going to be leaving the comforts of Utah and the Mormons. We are going to be taking Texas Tech -10. A lot of teams have been able to pass the ball on BYU. They are a very one-dimensional offense. I think Texas Tech is going to be able to stop the run. BYU is going to get down early, and we're going to see that ferocious pass rush from Texas Tech. Go ahead, take us to victory. I do want to give a shout-out to the BYU fans. As Texas Tech, their barber, yes, very weird, the barber lost his wife. And BYU found out in the GoFundMe, and they've raised over $60,000 for them. So big shout out to the BYU fans.
Well done for BYU
fans.
Classy
move.
Very classy.
Very classy.
Yeah. I mean, they still kick kids out of school for doing things that that young adults do. But the classy move. It doesn't erase that other thing. That's problematic. This is pretty classy.
On the scale, you know, it raises a little bit higher.
Okay. I was going to make a soaking joke, but I decided against it.
Can you imagine that scenario, and then somebody my size walks in to jump on the bed?
I think you would cause a premium price, though.
That's
would
true.
You not like? Like if the going rate for soaking is like $50 or so, you get to charge at least $100.
Yeah, they're like used to like 150 pound guys.
You're like, this is a premium soaker.
And I walk in like, oh, Nelly. Oh,
like, why are you such good friends with the big guy? You know why I'm such good friends with the big guy.
Why do you guys call him Earthquake? Now we're just big WWF fans.
Oregon and Iowa, big Dante Moore guy myself. Here, Cash, what do we got?
I think we're going to be able to follow Dante Moore to victory. The line has moved to Oregon -6.5. I'm okay. It's not going to get above 7. Even if it does, still take with Oregon. Oregon has the number 1 pass defense in the country. They only allow 125 yards. Iowa only passes for 132. So, again, we're going to be looking at this. It's going to be a one-dimensional matchup. Oregon's going to pull ahead late and cause a few turnovers. Hopefully, Iowa doesn't produce some of their special teams magic. Get one of those to kind of fuddle the score. I think it will be all right. Oregon -6.5.
It sounds like your son is berating your picks there.
No, he's like, Dad, you got to cut it down the line. You're going to choke from this hot dog. Give me the diagonal
cut.
The
candle slowly go down a little bit further and further, and he's just waiting for it to burn the hand.
That's a metaphor for life, my young man. All right, Browns at Jets. The Browns are 2.5-point favorites on the road. We also know they're awful against the spread on the road. I believe it's 9 straight games. Where we land with this Browns-Jets game?
I don't think it's going to matter, but thankfully the spread has gone down to -2 with BetMGM at the sportsbook. So go ahead, get the best line. Come on down. We will be happy to book it because we're going to be following the Browns -2. Sean Judkins should have a big game running all over against. Do we even know who plays for the Jets anymore?
a guy named Ted.
General idea. Did you also name your son after money?
No, he went after one of the Greek gods.
Mm. Well, now which one?
Expecting big things from him.
Yeah. Was it one of the good ones?
You can tell us. It's
you didn't
okay.
name him like Hades, did you? Because that would not be a great sign.
Aristotle, love it.
No, Zephyr.
Oh. Well, by the way, what other monetary would be like $5 love it? How would we keep the money thing going?
I didn't know. I wanted to see what he came up with. Money love it? I don't know. It could have been something.
Ducats love it?
Silver dollar love it?
Dineros, a little...
Ooh, but then he'd do the Robert De Niro face all the time.
Pesos love it?
Pesos
love it!
All right, Cash, love it!
Hate it!
Great stuff, buddy.
Y'all have a good one.
You too.
You too. Cash Lovett.
Put it on the line with Cash Lovett. Sponsored by BetMGM and MGM Northfield Park.
All right, this is the rubber band effect. This is, we were so good with the breaking news of Paul DePodesta.
We did a lot today.
And we just did not, we came close a couple times.
Did a lot today.
To taking this thing off the tracks, but we were respectful professionals today.
We did 2.5 hours on a guy we don't even know what his job was.
That's true. But his job is failure.
That's
what his job is. 56-99-1. And so that had to happen. Apologies to Cash. Love it!
Hate it!
And his entire family. Little ducats.
Little
pesos. Dinero. $2 bill. I mean, come on. $2 bill, love it?
I do love it.
I love it too. No hate it here. In case you missed it, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.